wings of this Gulfstream 3 have been retrofitted with flexible material that changes shape. Why is this important? For fuel efficiency and noise reduction. Wright-Patterson Air Force Research Lab Program Manager Pete Flick says the optimum shape of those wing flaps you see out the window of a plane should depend on how fast you're flying, how high you're flying, and how much the aircraft weighs. Except in these test planes, wing flaps are rigid, go in and out at takeoff and landing, and don't change shape.
So ideally, an aircraft would be able to change its shape depending on those parameters. Most aircraft don't have much in the way of ability to change their shape. And so what this technology allows us to do is have an aircraft that is that has a more optimum shape across its flight envelope.
The new morphing wing technology was invented by Dr. Srihar Kota, a University of Michigan mechanical engineering professor who first brought the idea to Wright-Patt 20 years ago. He says the Wright brothers originally morphed the tip of the airplane wing by pulling on ropes.
So now what we've done is we essentially bet, you know, Wright brothers, so to speak. Now we can, our technology allows you to morph the wing structure, especially the control surface. You don't need to morph the entire wing. You can morph just the trailing edge for different flight conditions.
Wright-Patt says this flex foil technology exceeded all expectations. It had less fuel burn, reduced the weight of the wing structure, and had less drag. That's the aerodynamic force opposing an aircraft's motion through the air.
We recently completed 22 research flights out at NASA Armstrong Flight Research Center. At Edwards, California. The aircraft that we flew on, the technology on, was a Gulfstream 3, a modified Gulfstream 3 flight research test bed. We, as far as the Air Force is concerned, we believe that the technology has been proven now and is ready to be applied. And we are actively looking at a particular Air Force aircraft to apply this to later this year.
Flick says the flex foil can be integrated into new airframes or retrofitted to existing wings. NASA is continuing to test Kota's invention. He says some people can't get past the idea that flexible can also be strong. Kota, owner of Flexus, says flex foil can support 24,000 pounds or 6 pickup trucks, and it creates 11 pounds of lift.
Just observing in nature, if you look, think about, first of all, everything around you right now, your desk and the computer and the printer and everything around, I'm looking around my room, everything that is strong in our daily lives, we associate with rigidity. Something that is strong is also very stiff. Now, if you look outside the window, look at the trees bending in heavy winds, they're very strong, but they're flexible.
Kota says the flex foil is strong and flexible using conventional aerospace materials like aluminum, steel, and titanium composites. Here's how it works.
Our proprietary algorithms will figure out how best to distribute that material inside the wing surface, inside the wing, so that it when you push and pull or whatever it is with an actuator, with a motor, that it will transmit that energy to different parts of the wing structure so that the external form will ideally conform to the shapes you want.
Flexfoil is not cheap at just under $1 million, but Kota says the return on investment in fuel savings will come in only 2 years. There are other applications, including helicopter rotor blades, ships, wind turbines, and cars. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.